Jury deliberations wrapped up their second day today in the trial of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens with no verdict. They halted temporarily at midday when 11 of the 12 jurors asked that the 12th juror be removed. That situation appears to be resolved, but it's part of a pattern of intense deliberations. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, issues with jurors continued after hours tonight in Washington, D.C.
The court convened a last-minute hearing Thursday night to talk about a juror. Juror number 4 has a family member who's gravely ill or possibly deceased. The juror called the court Thursday night to say she may not be able to attend deliberations on Friday. Judge Emmett Sullivan hasn't been able to reach her, but gathered the lawyers together to talk about what to do next. Stevens showed up with a crew of 6 defense lawyers, all still in suits and ties for the after-hours hearing, while only prosecutor Joseph Bettini represented the government. The judge said he's willing to accommodate the juror, but first needs to find out more about her situation. So the lawyers will meet again Friday morning to talk. 4 things could happen. The juror could return to court after all Friday, ready to deliberate, and things could proceed. Deliberations could be put off for a day to accommodate her, pushing the trial into its 6th week. Or Judge Sullivan could replace the juror with one of the alternates. He could also choose to reduce the jury pool down to 11 and let the rest of the group go on deciding Stevens' fate. Regardless of what happens, deliberations are proving not to be a speedy process. They're also a stressful one for some on the jury. Midday Thursday, the foreman wrote a note to the judge that one of the jurors had violent outbursts and was not following the laws and rules. The rest of the jury wanted her removed for being, quote, rude, disrespectful, and unreasonable. Jurors' names are not made public. She's known only as Juror Number 9, a middle-aged African-American woman who's a bookkeeper with the National Guard. Judge Sullivan considered bringing out the foreman to ask about his use of the word violent out of concern for jurors' safety. But after consulting with lawyers on both sides, he decided instead only to remind the entire jury of their responsibility and give them what he called a pep talk. Sullivan told them to encourage civility and mutual respect and said they should promote full and fair consideration of the evidence. Once the jury panel had retreated to continue deliberating, Sullivan remarked that the group was smiling as he spoke to them, and no one seemed agitated at his instruction. The jury sent 3 other notes back to the judge Thursday. One asked for a missing page of the indictment, while another asked the court to clarify liability costs in Senate regulations. Stevens was required to list on his Senate forms any liabilities or debts over $10,000, and the government says he illegally withheld that information. But the judge sent jurors a note saying he could not provide them with additional instructions. They'll have to find that information in the evidence they already have. The jury's final note Thursday asked if they could go home slightly early. The judge has to assemble the lawyers whenever he gets a note, so both parties and the media hastily convened to hear what the jury had to say. The note read, quote, "We have given the evidence consideration and have exhausted ourselves for this day." In a little juror humor, and perhaps with a nod to the judge's earlier instructions to get along, the foreman wrote, quote, "We are unanimous in requesting we break." Judge Sullivan allowed them to leave about 15 minutes early. Whether or not they'll continue deliberating Friday remains to be seen. Every day the jury takes to deliberate is another day Stevens is stuck in D.C., waiting for a verdict, instead of campaigning to retain his seat back in Alaska. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey,